Hey, what's up? Okay, great. Great, Mr. Milat. A great voice from you. 28 minutes. Wow. Actually, I couldn't listen to all of it. 28 is a lot. So, unfortunately, I don't have enough time to listen to all of it. But I listened to 10 minutes of it. I have to say a couple of things. The first thing is that you have a great energetic voice. Great energetic voice, which I love about you. Okay, so I'm pretty much sure that everyone loves it too, because when you actually talk, your voice is perfect, clear, and you have a very good pronunciation, and the way you actually represent the words is something that anyone can love. And I'm perfectly sure if you go and talk to a native speaker, they will enjoy it. Because the way you talk is unique. I think if I'm not mistaken, you're one of the guys, especially if you want to talk about the male members of Zawanshanas, you go for the top one. So I have to say that. And I want you to actually participate in the interview too. So yeah, everyone knows that you have started for a couple of months, not much. But I want you to be in that interview because you have this great voice, and I like to hear your voice while I'm talking to you, and I want everyone to listen to you and receive that energy from you, especially in the interview. Okay, so let's jump to the voice, the things that you mentioned. You talked about you know, the attitude that these days parents have. Since you're a teacher, you actually, we can see it in your cover of the profile. So you teach children, right? So I can see that. You teach them, and you, of course, you must be a very good teacher, because teaching children is a huge thing that everyone, you know, anyone can do that, right? So I can say that you're great. And I'm perfectly sure that you have experience about this issue. So you're actually representing that to many, many people. So if I want to ask about childhood, I can easily come to you and ask about it. So you just represented that parents these days, they have this attitude to keep their children inside the house. They say, don't go outside. And, you know, it's dangerous because of the, of course, society. But that's a huge dilemma that we have to actually take. We have to take that into consideration, because back in I think 10 years ago, we would go outside and we would play, as you mentioned, soccer. Right? I was a kid. I loved to play soccer. I had PlayStation. I had PlayStation 1. Yeah, I would play a lot, but if my friend, they would come to my house, they would tell me, Kombis, let's go outside and play, I would go. Because of that passion, that I had to go outside and play. Because we as a children, we love to go outside and play as much as possible. So you mentioned a very good point. These days, we just want to keep the children inside, which is a very, very bad attitude, because it will affect their future, because they will stay and play with PlayStation, tablets, smartphones, and they won't learn any social skills. They won't be happy. They won't be energized in the future. So that's really sad. And recently, my brother has the same attitude, as you mentioned. And my brother, usually, he tells my nephew to be careful when he's playing outside, and sometimes he won't let him to go outside, which recently I argued with him, and I told him, no, children must go outside, even fall and have some scratches on their skin, and they must get injured to understand the playing better, understand the childhood better. I have plenty of scratches on my skin from the child, from the childhood period of my life. So, exactly, you mentioned a good one. And incantation that you mentioned, which was amazing, man. Actually, I don't know why you're so good. I like to talk a lot. It's been about 5 minutes. I'm talking. It's like, you know, recording a list like for the forum. So let me talk about this incantation and I'm done. It said, think like an adult, but be a children, which was great. I have to say, I really am super happy that you participate in this one. And this is right. This is totally right. Okay, you're 24, Kambis. Okay, it's totally fine. Think like an adult, but be like a children. Try to learn like a child. Just, you know, be energetic like children. Go and move and play. Play soccer. Go outside. Get the hell out of home, man. So exactly, that's true. We have to be like children. We have to learn like children. And in the book Mastery, of course, Robert Greene is emphasizing on this point too. He says you must let go of the attitude of superiority. Damn it, it's hard to actually pronounce this. But you must have this feeling of inferiority. It means that you must actually understand that if you're in the situation, you must be like children, and you must be in that situation to learn. It doesn't matter how much you know. It matters how much you can actually transport to people, how much you can get from people, how much you can keep information. And that's the point about children and being a child. And that was amazing. That was amazing. Congratulations. I have to clap for you. A great teacher, as you mentioned. Yeah, teacher is here. Great. And it's a super honor. I'm super honored. And it's a great, great honor that I have to be in this forum with you and listen to you. So please record more. I'm perfectly sure if someone else, you know, would listen to you, they would have the same attitude as me. So please record, and please participate in the interview. I want you to participate. Of course, if you want to wait, it's totally fine, because I have you know, some other friends that I have to interview them. Okay, I finished the interview with Benham, and next one is going to be some other guys that I will actually reveal to the forum. But after this, guys, I want you to participate because I need your energy. I want you to make a breakthrough in these interviews by talking to you. So I want you to do that. And of course, I am here to support you on that. So please participate and let us enjoy. Okay, thank you so much. And please participate. Again, I have to say this. I have to emphasize this, please. And bye-bye.